Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are a God of wisdom. Lord, that you show us your ways, which are not our ways. Lord, we pray that you'll help us to understand more what true wisdom is. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The reading Tom just read us was about wisdom. And there's a lot of ways to get wisdom. The book of Proverbs, it's one of my favorite ones, has lots of wisdom, both positive and negative examples. One of my favorites, I often have, live in households with a bunch of young guys, and one of my favorite quotes is, "As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard on his bed." And I think most parents experienced that a little bit this morning with the daylight savings time change and getting kids out of bed. And so we see the wise and the foolish. Today I want to take us on a little tour to help us gain wisdom by looking at some foolish examples. David, if you can start. Jim Elliot, 29-year-old, first in his college class at Wheaton, a natural leader, a newly married man who wanted to be the first to reach some savages in the Ecuadorian jungle. Next slide, please. This is Nate Saint, one of his companions. Nate, Jim, and three other foolish men went out to reach these savages. They spent months making contact with them. Next slide. They finally landed their plane by the river and were attacked by about 10 warrior Indians, all of them killed. His life was cut short over a bunch of savages in the jungle. Think of all the good he could have done if he had just stayed in the United States raising a family. Next slide. If that wasn't enough, his wife, Elizabeth, newly married, they had had, not too newly married, they had, I think, two kids. Just one? Okay, thank you. And you see the little girl there? She stayed on. She came back, she took some time back, but then she came back and worked with the Indians that had killed her husband and his close friends. What was she thinking? She should have been back home. Next slide. Damien the leper, Damien Sylvester, Belgian priest. He volunteered to go to the Hawaiian island of Molokai, which was a leper colony, a place where the lepers were just banished. They had their way of dealing with leprosy. They put them on a ship, and they sent them over, and they made sure there were no boats to get back. And this colony was a colony that was basically had no order. So Damien goes over, and you know, you think about the Ebola virus and stuff like that. He didn't have lots of sanitary protection and practices. He should have been. He would have been a lot wiser. He could have lived a lot longer and helped all these people. But instead, he decided to live among the lepers. And guess what happened? Foolish man that he was, he contracted leprosy and stayed on to just simply serve them and died among them. Wouldn't it have been wiser for this man to just stay, to get the right practices? There were others that were helping them, but Damien chose to stay among them. Next slide. Hudson Taylor, another foolish man. He's trained as a doctor. This young man decided he just had this idea in his head that he was supposed to go over to China, that God wanted him to do that. The Chinese had their own religion. Why does he need to go talk to them about Christianity? It's foolish. Next slide. He's married, had 4 kids. He decides to go over with all of them. And sure enough, 2 of those kids died. Gracie, his oldest, then another son of tuberculosis. Next slide. The slide of all of them, you can see the kids there. No pastors among them. What do they think? They're a bunch of laymen going to try to preach the gospel to all these Chinese people. What a fool's errand. Next slide. Adoniram Judson, one of the first missionaries to the country of Burma, a very closed nation, hard to get into. And he didn't know the language. He's a kind of a smart guy, but he and his wife go over there to Burma. He could have done a lot of good back where he was. He spent 17 months in the worst prison in Burma because England decided they wanted to open up trade to Burma. And so Adoniram Judson spent 17 months barely surviving. It took him 12 years to gain 18 converts. It's not very good. He just wouldn't make it in terms of the numbers game. Next slide. Martin Luther. Martin could have just stayed the course, been a good professor, had a nice, simple life. But he just gets upset. You know, just let things go. He should have let things go, but instead he gets upset about some practices, some confusion, he thought, and he goes, posts a dispute on the church door at Wittenberg. The church was doing fine. They were raising money. Everything was okay. Instead, he just upset everyone. He caused a lot of trouble. He could have been a wiser man, but fool that he was, he decides he has to stand. Go ahead, next slide. Let's get a little more personal here. Let's get close to home. Chris Climola. Chris, she wasn't married. She was a teacher. She was busy. She hears about this little girl, decides to adopt her. The girl's going to die anyway. They could have just left her in the hospital. That was what was going to happen. Not only that, she picks up 2 more. David, James. She could have had an easy life, a comfortable life. Go on, next slide. We see them again and again. Yes, thank you. Finally, another, Dave and Jackie. They could have just kind of had their nice, easy life and adopt some kids, sure. But why 2? In China, of all places. If you're going to adopt, just adopt 1. They are kind of cute, though. And I could go on people that adopt and do foster care for kids. Why do they do that? You know, have your nice, easy life. Next line. Carol Smith. She could have just settled down to a nice, quiet, professional nursing life. Comfortable, had a nice home. Instead, she becomes a public health nurse. Don't pay much. She stays in a simple house, still there. Then she could have retired. She then comes over to work at EMU. Why make more money and just, you know, you can help people as you like. Next slide. Oh. Bruce Franson. You're laughing. He's a smart guy, but why does he spend all this time in a brotherhood of men? Not get married. He could have lived a life, and he just chooses to live a life of simplicity. Why? He could have done a lot of other things. Next slide. Oh, and Pastor Brian, Laura. Well, they have a big family. My goodness. They could have stayed in Canada. Nice, comfortable place. They kind of liked Canada, really. I still think they like Canada. Instead, they answer a call to come down to Ann Arbor with kids in high school, some of whom are very unexcited about coming to Michigan. And not only that, their kids, they seem to want to imitate them, want to be missionaries, want to go out and make a difference in places, want to serve. Next slide. And Mary, the Virgin Mary. She had this vision of an angel. And she says, yes. What a foolish decision. She could have had a nice life. And instead, she heads toward heartbreak and despair. Next slide. And Jesus took on our flesh, picked up a ragtag group of disciples. He did not get the professionals. One of them betrayed him. When he went before Pilate, Pilate said, "You are a fool. Why are you staying silent? Don't you understand? I have power over you." And King Herod just made a fool of Jesus, the soldiers. Made a fool of this man. Jesus took on this foolish man that he was. He did it for a bunch of savages. Time doesn't permit me to go on, because I could go on about everybody in this room. I know many of you and the foolish things that you have done. Some of them, yes, really foolish. But the foolish decisions you have made to follow a master. For it is written, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart." Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. The call of Christ is a call to throw away things that would prevent you from living for Him completely. It is still, in this day and age, a call that's radical, spent foolishly on Him and His ways. The wisdom of God so much transcends even our own meager response to Him. It causes us only to focus on the offering of His Son Jesus for us and gain a life well lived here on earth and a promise of a much better one in heaven. I'm so glad to live among a group of foolish people who deny the wisdom of the world and choose to imitate the extravagant foolishness of God. And especially you young people here, I hope God gives you wisdom to choose what is wise in His eyes, even if it seems foolish to those around you. I'll close, next slide, with a quote from Jim Elliot, one of my favorites. "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." May we all give up what we cannot keep to gain what we cannot lose. Amen.